welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 28th. You'll be interested to know. 91 years ago today, in 1934, the Dayan quintuplets, Annette, Cecile, Emily, Marie, and Yvonne, were born near Callander, Ontario, Canada. They became the first quintuplets known to survive infancy, captivating the world and symbolizing the marvels of human resilience and medical advancement. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 4 miles per hour, creating some minor bumps as the day progresses. Enjoy the early session before the winds pick up later. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the -1 foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 3.5 foot at 11:45 a.m. with a 2 foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents a mix of conditions. Thursday starts with clean 2 to 3 plus feet waves and light winds, ideal for a longboard day. Friday sees fair conditions and slightly bigger sets, peaking in the morning. By Saturday, expect choppy surf with inconsistent conditions, especially in the afternoon. Mornings remain glassy, but the winds pick up, leading to a bumpy paddle out. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:52 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:42. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Wednesday with a high near 70 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudy skies with a low around 60 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 70 and light west winds. Friday stays partly sunny too, reaching a high near 74. Saturday brings a slight chance of rain showers with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 76. Sunday also has a slight chance of rain before 5 p.m. with a high around 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego home prices increased just over 1% in March, marking the third consecutive month of growth following a 6-month decline, according to the Case-Shiller Index, released on Tuesday. Prices rose 1.05%, down from 1.12% in February and 0.11% in January. Nationwide, home prices were up 0.76%, with Seattle and Los Angeles leading the West Coast at 1.78% and 1.48%, respectively. Limited inventory and high mortgage rates are keeping prices stable. Now on to sports. In a thrilling Game 4, Tyrese Haliburton led the Indiana Pacers to a 130-121 victory over the New York Knicks, giving the Pacers a 3-1 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Halliburton recorded a historic triple-double, scoring 32 points with 15 assists and 12 rebounds, all without a single turnover. He becomes only the third player to achieve such a feat in the playoffs, and the first to do it without committing a turnover. The Pacers now head to Madison Square Garden, aiming to clinch their first NBA Finals appearance in 25 years. In local sports, last night in San Diego, the Padres claimed an 8-6 victory over the Marlins at Petco. Despite falling behind early, San Diego roared back with 8 hits. A race sparked the rally, singling and tying and go-ahead runs, and Merrill's 8th inning homer sealed it. Colick earned the win, while Estrada secured the save, aided by errors from Ronnie Simon. San Diego now stands at 31-22 as they continue to impress at home. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars face the Miami Marlins at Petco Park for the final game of this 3-game series. Kyle Hart, boasting a 2.68 ERA, takes the mound against Sandy Alcantara, who holds an 8.04 ERA. First pitch is at 1:10 with sunny skies at a comfortable 68 degrees in San Diego. In top news, in a significant security breach, more than 184 million passwords from platforms like Facebook, Google, and Microsoft may have been compromised, according to cybersecurity researcher Jeremiah Fowler. The exposed database, which was publicly accessible and unencrypted, contained 184 million unique logins tied to social media, email providers, and even bank accounts. Fowler noted that the data likely originated from InfoStealer malware designed to harvest sensitive information from users. Major platforms, including Snapchat, reported no evidence of a breach, but similar incidents have become alarmingly common, raising concerns about user security and data protection. In business news, concerns about a recession are back in focus for investors, though predicting its timing and severity remains challenging. Key economic indicators include gross domestic product, consumer spending, employment, inflation, interest rates, the yield curve, and stock market performance. Recent data shows a contraction of 0.3% in gross domestic product for the first quarter of 2025, primarily due to increased imports. Consumer spending rose 1.8% despite a drop in consumer sentiment. Analysts expect the Federal Reserve to wait until July to adjust interest rates as economic conditions evolve amid tariff impacts. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $109,000. Ethereum is up 3% to about $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 3% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers are on a mission to rebuild the vanishing sea ice above the Arctic Circle to reflect the sun's warming rays. A relatively warm February morning in Cambridge Bay, Canada, saw a team from Real Ice drilling into the ice to pump water, creating a blue ice formation. This initiative aims to thicken seasonal ice, potentially preserving 1 million square kilometers, which could cool the planet. However, concerns arise about unintended consequences for local wildlife and ecosystems. With fossil fuel emissions still rising, the urgency for geoengineering solutions like these becomes increasingly critical as experts debate their effectiveness and impact. Entertainment news. Shares of movie theater stocks experienced significant gains on Tuesday, following a record Memorial Day weekend box office haul. AMC Entertainment led the pack, with shares soaring more than 20%, reaching an intraday high of $4. Rival chains Marcus and Cinemark also saw increases of around 10% and 3%, respectively. Domestic box office sales hit $325 million, more than double last year's figures. Analysts suggest this trend signals a promising recovery for the exhibition industry, as year-to-date U.S. box office sales have exceeded $3 billion, a 23% increase from 2024. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and poet, Maya Angelou. And she said, "You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.